Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:11 and change here in the great Northeast this beautiful Wednesday, November 12, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great restaurant, Aterra 519, downtown Scranton, which is giving 10% of the proceeds tonight, the gross ticket you pay, to United Neighborhood Centers and 1,800 families with children to give them a better Thanksgiving. And we honor in their name the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year but celebrate today, thanks to John, like Curtis Fratamico, West Scranton, August Walzer, Orfield, and Norton Greening, late of Voorhees, New Jersey, but he was from Scranton and Dixon City. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back door to this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning. And speaking of sane, unlike AOC, he doesn't have to say that he's sane. He just has to be there, baby. And that's our Congressman, Dan Muser. Congressman Muser, how are you?
Well, Bob, I'm better now that I'm another day of participating in the Club for Common Sense. Great to be with you.
All right, so the madness may be ending today. They're projecting about 4 o'clock for that vote. Tell us what you know.
Well, what I know is I'm on my way. I'm about to head down to Washington right now. I'm in Clark Summit. We just had a beautiful, with the Summit Christian Academy prayer breakfast at Dave McCormick, Stacey Garrity, Rob Bresnahan, Chris Chermak. We all attended, and they must have had 150 people. Actually, it was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful morning. Young people, older people, staff, local community. And just inspiring. So I'm pumped, and I'm also pretty pumped that it looks like we will end this fiasco, this unnecessary, unbelievable calamity of workmanship by the Democrats of shutting down our government for absolutely no reason and receiving nothing for it in return, that has caused our air traffic to be less safe, all kinds of hassles for people. 1.3 million people haven't received a paycheck in 6 weeks. Our Capitol Police haven't been paid. SNAP benefits have been rattled, all because of Chuck Schumer and the Democrat leadership that thought somehow or another this was going to be a political, create political advantage for them, and never mind the pain on the American people. Machiavellian at its worst.
This goofy Hakeem Jeffries, I know you've got to hold back a little bit, but man, he's just an idiot. I'm not seeing any redeeming qualities in him. And, you know, even after getting spanked on causing the American people, the government, all kinds of disruption and pain, he's still instructing his people, including a new member sworn in today, to vote against opening the government.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. Yesterday morning, I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that he was whipping his members to vote no. After all this, after the Senate's finally passed it, after all kinds of promises on the ACA, which is really just a red herring from their standpoint. They're making believe that's their issue. And I'd like to even talk about that a little bit. He's awful. No, I don't have to hold back. Yeah. Okay, I've never heard him say anything that's been the truth. He comes across as a decent guy, but he's not. And you want to know what? You never even heard me speak that way about Nancy Pelosi, because there was at least a backbone here. This guy just says whatever. He is expedient. He doesn't tell the truth. And he goes beyond that. Forget about telling the truth. He just completely makes things up as he goes. And his strategy is one that is damaging to the United States.
I look at the Democrat congressman who stand behind him whenever he's conducting an event. Yeah. And I think to myself, are they as ridiculous as he is? Or do they just have a desperate need to be on camera? I can't figure it out.
Well, sadly, they have a desperate need to get reelected. And it's the tail wagging the dog. The extreme left now runs the traditional Democrat Party. And it's a shame. I don't want to see this. I don't want to have to negotiate with those that are utter extremists asking us to gut the Working Family Tax Reduction Act, asking us to spend another $1.4 trillion, asking us to provide Medicaid, and this is all true, to illegals.
Yep.
That's what's being asked. And when they come out, as we all know, that, oh, my God, people's health care, that's what he was just on. I glanced at the TV. Hakeem was just on saying their health care premiums are going to spike. Whose health care plan exists? It's Obamacare.
Yes.
Obamacare has gone up 60% since its implementation, but that's just the short of it. It's gone up 60%, but it's gone up 150% in subsidy costs. So only 60% of it was passed along to premiums, which I say only, that's a lot, but 150%, $350 billion more than was projected for Obamacare. And since they put those permanent, and that's what the big question is, they had those temporary tax relief that went in for families up to $600,000 in income during COVID. They were implemented by the Democrats.
Congressman Muser, I was pointing out to the audience, that was just an excuse. People didn't have massive increases in health insurance premiums because of COVID. They had it because of Obamacare.
everything they did with Obama, and precisely. And here they are. You know what it's equivalent to? It's equivalent to an offensive coordinator of a football team who's been the offensive coordinator for the last 5 years, complaining 5 years later about the game plan.
And Democrats, only Democrats,
and blaming it on the other team or blaming it on somebody else.
But the only Democrats voted for it to sunset. At the same time, like, they voted for these subsidies to end.
Bob,
they just simply count on more people believing their lies than people being informed of the truth. And that's the current situation. They got nothing else. They got no plans. They have fear-mongering, and they have the pointing of fingers and the media to help them push the blame somehow on Republicans. All we've been trying to do is open up the government. The Senate voted 13 times. Every senator, Republican senator but one, voted to open the government. Every House member Republican voted yes on the CR. And a CR, for crying out loud.
Other than Massey. A
seven-week CR. And somehow or another, they have the nerve. But let's face it, from MSNBC to CNN, many of them were calling them out, from Chris Cuomo to Jake
Tapper,
Sherman, yeah. Whatever his name is, Tapper, stating that that the Democrats are not telling you the truth. At least they weren't afraid to say it. John Fetterman, who's become the logical and sane standout in the current Democrat Party, John Fetterman, the virtually the lone member of the Democrat Party, fortunately he's from Pennsylvania, that isn't afraid to call common sense, and stand up to the extreme left.
Yeah.
And you know what? They want to run him out of town for it.
That's why I think it's good that you could come home to a prayer breakfast like you attended this morning, because it's got – I think you need to recharge after being in that muck and mire in Washington.
Well, it was inspirational. It was beautiful. It was just so, you know, with the young people and them talking about how Bible-based studies and bringing God into – being God-fearing and into morality and into their studies. And look, I mean, you know, I think for the most part, everybody's God-fearing. I mean, not quite, of course. But what we need to do is have morality that's higher than our own. And you know what? You've been talking, of course, Veterans Day was yesterday. And in a number of places that I went to, I said, maybe today we take a lesson from the veterans. The veterans didn't fight for the red. The veterans didn't fight for the blue. The veterans fought for the red, white, and blue. And it was always country over self.
Yep.
Okay? And we can start preaching that and practicing that in Washington, and not just like go for one side of the aisle, both sides of the aisle.
Congressman Dan Muser is our guest. He's going to be going back to vote to open the government in just a couple of hours. When you look at the amount of issues there are, it seems to me the Republicans are addressing, with the summit that the president is having today, with health insurance companies, with health industry leaders, with all of the major department heads that are involved with national health, he's trying to come up with an alternative to Obamacare, and we have to. Republicans have to be responsible.
Yes, we do. And there's criticism out there. Well, where's your plan? How come you don't have a plan? Look, in his first term, we had a plan. We didn't get to it primarily because we didn't have the gavel in the second 2 years. Nancy Pelosi did, and she wouldn't give him the president. If he cured cancer and every other terrible disease out there, she wouldn't have given him a dollar for it. And that's the truth. But with what's going on, look, there are answers. We got to take steps. Okay, the first thing is what the president's saying. The funding that is going now directly to insurance companies needs to go to people. Nobody should argue with that. Because one-third of that money, it's now been shown, that insurance companies are just keeping. It's not going towards any healthcare services rendered.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And that's taxpayer money. And the other thing is that you can't have these sort of Affordable Care Act subsidies going to wealthy families of $500,000, $400,000. You know, that needs to be moderated. Those are two corrections that need to be made. But yes, over time, we need to go much further. But by steps, the American people have to buy in and understand what it is that we're trying to do. Like, I'm all for association health plans. There's no reason that in Pennsylvania you're not allowed to have association health plans. That's where farmers and small businesses can buy health insurance as a group. That was nullified. That was ended. That was terminated a number of years back. And I'll tell you why. Only for one reason. Because the Democrats want a single-payer healthcare system. They don't want individuals to be in control. They want the government to be in control.
It's always the Democrat solution, as I've observed, is that when the government screws something up, they just want more money to double down. Every time the government screws up, it doesn't matter the issue.
Every time. They want to double down on somehow or another, more money's going to make a bad plan better. Doesn't work.
Congressman Muser.
It makes a bad plan worse.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Congressman Muser, thank you very much, as always, for coming on. Maybe we could have you on after the government reopens, because it is an ocean liner. It's going to take time to turn this thing around from what the Democrats have created.
Yeah. We are going to have to work out some of this chaos. The airlines are still going to be troubled. Hopefully it's over by the time they get their airlines back in order and timely by Thanksgiving. We're going to pass this thing this afternoon, and tonight, and we'll continue to go to work and do our best to overcome the hyperbole and the lies, frankly, with as much truth as we can provide, and hopefully create a level of information rather than misinformation. And you're a big help in that, Bob, as always.
Well, Congressman Muser, the thing that I've noticed is that the new Democrat strategy, which they used last time Trump was in office, is to create chaos, hoping that with the help of the media and their own lies, that they could blame that on Trump and the Republicans. Like, they're not trying to benefit anybody. They're trying to create chaos that they could pin on the other side. I don't see anything else.
No, because there is nothing else. And you sized it up exactly how it is, and it needs to improve, because the Democrat Party is in disarray. You know, I said yesterday on Stuart Varney's show on Fox Business, it's a dichotomy within the party. Half of them are mad at Schumer for not being extreme enough in keeping the Americans in pain, right? The other half was like, how the hell did he get us into this mess in the first place? That guy has terrible strategy. He's an idiot. So that's where they are. And so they have that battle within themselves. They need to reshuffle the deck and start doing the things that are actually in the interest of America, not in the interest of their storytelling.
Well, while there's something likable about Bernie Sanders, and there just is, I don't know why, but nothing likable about Chuck Schumer, I can agree with the left-wingers on one thing. They are idiots. Congressman Muser, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Keep us informed, and anytime you've got something to get across and let the people know here, we're here for you.
Appreciate you very, very much, Bob. Thank you for the opportunity to speak throughout Northeast Pennsylvania.
Always God a bless. Pleasure. Congressman Dan Muser, doing the right thing all the time. We'll take a break and be back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his family of great companies. Well, one of the crown jewels of Basiliga hospitality, Aterra 519. If you haven't been there, maybe tonight's the night to go. It's not inexpensive. It's just value and top shelf. And tonight, fancy night out for a good cause. It's Feed a Friend Night at Aterra 519, one of downtown Scranton's newest and most unforgettable dining experiences. 10% of every check supports United Neighborhood Center's Feed a Friend program, which will help them feed 1,800 families with children this Thanksgiving. Great night to do good by eating well. Norton Lafayette Greening. We lost him October 24th at the age of 94. He was from Voorhees, New Jersey, but he was from Scranton and Dixon City. He'd been preceded in death by his beloved wife of 65 years, Teresa, back in 2022. Born in Dixon City, graduated Dixon City High School, 1949. Where he played third base on the varsity baseball team. He enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps in 1951 and served during the Korean War in Japan as a supply sergeant. He then joined the Pennsylvania State Police. He wasn't done serving us yet. He worked in many roles, including fire marshal, during his 36-plus years with the great Pennsylvania State Police. Member of the Fraternal Order of Police, John Hancock Lodge. Mary Mother of God Parish at Holy Rosary Church, Scranton. Norton Greening was a beloved husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and brother. Coached his son's baseball teams down in Green Ridge. Surviving are his 3 children. 6 grandchildren. 9 great-grandchildren with another on the way. And a whole list of other family members. Norton Lafayette Greening, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Aterra 519. Tonight, 10% of every check at Aterra 519 goes to United Neighborhood Center's Feed a Friend program. They feed 1,800 families with children this Thanksgiving. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Allie Gallo. Today, cloudy with a few snow and rain showers, 44 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 35. Thursday, some morning clouds and sprinkles, then sun in the afternoon, high 46. Friday, partly sunny, 48 degrees.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're back. We're back. And I've got a song I'm trying to play off my phone. And it was in an Instagram thing from one of my friends on Instagram, Stacey Toy. And I can't get it, but I'm going to get it, and I'm going to interrupt everything when I do. My friend, we paid tribute to another of my old friends, Y Gowell. He was involved with the airport, and he was the business manager there. After a great career in the Air Force, he's going to be laid to rest. I believe he actually was already. He died last year, and it takes time before they can get you into Arlington National Cemetery, but that means you are a veteran's veteran, and Y. Gowell was buried there. And my friend John Tarana, attorney John Tarana, he says that he started employment at the same day at the airport in the early 90s. He was an assistant director, and John was an attorney to the board. When he told me that he had served as a fighter jet pilot in the Air Force, I asked what causes the most plane crashes. Y. Gowell told John, he said, pilot complacency. He also said the three biggest wastes to a pilot are the runway behind you, the air above you, and the fuel in the tank back at the airport. Fascinating. John recovering, but back at work after some cardiac issues. So I tell John he's like a cartoon character. You know how they, like in one comic strip, they'll have their eyes with X's on them, and the next thing they're just normal? Yeah, that's John. Anyway, let's. I also want to point of privilege, just a shout out. My cousin Jude Portnova, his 63rd birthday in heaven today. And thank you, Tommy, for pointing that out. Jude Portnova, happy heavenly birthday to you, my friend. I'm going to find this. I'm going to find it somehow, some way. But let's first go to Mike from Duryea. Mike, how are you?
Mike from Duryea.
Yeah, I got it. That's what I said.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, everybody's talking about everybody's talking about health insurance, right?
Yes.
You know, this and that. People need health insurance. But yet, do you know that the government, let's take New York City. There's got to be 50,000 retired employees from a certain area, and they're getting, the government in New York is paying $20,000 a year for their insurance. 75% of the coverage is paid by the government in New York. That means 50,000. If you take a police officer, he retires at 35 years old, and now he's 55. That's 20 years of $20,000 per year the government in New York is paying this individual.
That's why everyone's leaving New York State, because they're insane.
Well, no, it's not just that. What I'm saying, though, is that...
Oh, there's a lot of it. That's what I'm saying. It's the whole philosophy of insanity in Democrat politics that controls New York State, New York City.
I know. But what happened was that when you're... I'm going to call it a private country club. When you're a fireman or policeman or whatever in New York City, let's call it a private country club. You're happy to get $20,000 in coverage. You're happy to get $100,000 after working 20 years. You're only 55 years old, and you're collecting all this money. I mean, who is paying for these people to relax in life at 55 years old? No, actually 35. They retired at 35 years old. Now they're 55. They're still going on with life. And it's crazy. I mean, nobody sees what the government is paying these employees. I mean, we're talking about health insurance for the average American who's working at McDonald's or whatever, but yet we're paying thousands and thousands of dollars for coverage that these people love. We'll call it private country clubs, I'm calling it.
Well, cops, you know, and firemen, I have less of a problem with it, frankly.
Well, no, I mean, but it's still that it's a private country club. And then if you're at 9/11, whatever it is, they're claiming whatever, that they have foot injuries because of 9/11. They retire early, and they're getting benefits from that. I mean, people don't see how much money is, and then they say, well, the budget's this, the budget's that. Even in Pennsylvania, how much are the state police earning overtime working on the turnpike? Hey, I will not travel the turnpike.
I will
just
take
out of spite.
I will overlook some of that, if not all of it, as long as we go and find the money and take it off of the nonprofits and the NGOs, which are sucking $1 trillion a year out of the federal government.
But Bob,
there's so many places to cut. I just say cut it 50%, then we'll find out where to cut after that.
I know, but you know what it is? Is that even it's costing us $15,000 a year per child to go to school. $15,000. What is too much? $20,000 a year to pay for kids? $25,000 a year? I mean, how? What is enough is enough? Right now in America, it's enough is enough.
I don't disagree on let's get rid of the education department on the federal level first, then we'll work on the state level.
Well, that's true.
And move it from there. Michael, thank you. Always a pleasure. We've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll be back. Oh, happy 250th Marines. We're going to celebrate that. We need more than a day for the veterans, for the Marine Corps. Are you kidding me? One day? And speaking of, let's go right to Wayne from Einan. How are you, Wayne?
Very good, Robert. I like that. Reminds me of basic training, that last
that one. He's the guy who was an actual Marine drill sergeant who was in platoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That reminds me of basic training, though. How about that?
I get fired up every time I hear it.
I just want to thank you for your wonderful job you did yesterday. I didn't get a chance to call in or anything. because you're so busy. But
well, we had to play a tape. We had to play. We were off. So that means and I'll tell you what, I prove every day that I need everybody else here to do the show, but the whole staff was off, so I couldn't have done it if I wanted to. Well, but we played last year's. I'm happy that you liked it. I loved it.
Jake does a good job. I gotta say that.
Yep.
Yes, he does. Yes,
well,
he
don't forget about the bulldog. Now, don't forget about the bulldog. He's here most days.
Okay, the bulldog. That's wonderful. I never got to talk to the bulldog, but I wish him well.
You just did. You just talked to the bulldog,
Jake,
when you called
him.
Jake
is the bulldog?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No. Johnny's the bulldog.
Johnny's.
Yes, you talked to Johnny. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's what Johnny Carson would say. Yeah.
Well, I think you can put the golf clubs away, buddy.
Well, they're still in the back of Big Lou. We'll see. I don't think I'm playing golf. If I get a warm day, I'm going to go have a few beers or go have a few cocktails. Yeah.
You missed your shot at the 100. Hole in one again this year.
Another year with another year of disappointment. Oh, so by the way, somebody pointed out Full Metal Jacket was the right one. Yes, thank you for that.
Oh,
thanks for they corrected me.
I think
a number of people actually corrected
me. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I thought it was Full Metal Jacket. Yep. I just want to say thank you for everything you do for the Mets, Bobby.
Well, thank you for your service,
you're
too, welcome. Wayne. We appreciate
you're
it,
welcome.
Man.
You're welcome. And I can't wait for this country to get back in line again.
Oh, we got a lot of work to do, Wayne, but we're not going away. We're not giving up, and neither are they. We'll see how it turns out.
I can see that.
All right, man.
I can see they're not giving up. I can't believe that.
Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me 11:50 on the nose. Bless our troops. St. Cecilia Children's Choir, San Francisco. And we're going to finish today with what we ended with Monday. I'm sorry, with what we began with Monday, which is the national anthem, the Whitney Houston version. I remember it so well from the Super Bowl when our troops were ready to go to war in the first Gulf conflict. Hey, we got a minute, and Jim's always quick, so we're going to Jim from Harding on the Affordable Care Act that made everything unaffordable.
Why the Democrats always call it the gold standard of health care? Because they don't know how to spell pyrite.
What?
Yeah, fool's gold.
Okay. Sorry you're above my head with pyrite there, but okay. I got it. It took a minute.
Yeah, they'll sucker you in.
I'm telling you, and I'm going to start playing that Barack Obama thing every day because people don't want to get it. I don't know why. It has failed. It needs to be replaced. And by the way, that's Republicans, too. It has failed, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like I say, that's why I call it the pyrite, you know.
You might have to, well, as long as you're willing to explain it to people like me, what pyrite
is. I
was
there when you didn't understand it.
It took a step, but thank
you. I'm going to try to see if Joe Biden understands it.
Right. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, you have a good day.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Hey, just as we continue to celebrate Veterans Day, I want to mention our guys before the anthem starts. We paid tribute today to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality at Terra 519, where 10% of your check goes to feed the hungry through United Neighborhood Centers, 1,800 families with children on Thanksgiving. That's tonight. Curtis Fratamico, West Scranton, August Walser, Orfield, and Norton Greening, late of Voorhees, New Jersey, but from Scranton and Dixon City. God bless them. Our Veterans Tribute Monday and Wednesday, love it. And remember this. As we start the national anthem, it's found on the Bloomsburg American Legion. What is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Have a great afternoon, guys. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning at 9. For now, though, we gavel to a close. This meeting of the Club for Common Sense, closing with our song.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.